keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Victoria Cassell. Here are the latest headlines from 13 News. Governor Laura Kelly appointed Larkin Walsh to the Kansas Supreme Court. Walsh is a practicing attorney with extensive experience in the Kansas Court of Appeals and federal court. She takes the seat previously held by Justice Evelyn Wilson, who stepped down after her ALS diagnosis. The NFL is banning teams from supplying smelling salts and ammonia to players on game days. A memo to the teams pointed to a 2024 Food and Drug Administration warning that the inhalants have not been proven to be safe and could mask symptoms of concussions. The Washington Post reports the ban does not prevent players from using the substances, only that teams cannot supply them to players. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 102. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 72. Partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 79.
People often say Schoen's Auto Repair always looks swamped, and they're not wrong. Big repairs keep them busy, but they still make time for the simple stuff. From oil changes and brake work to tire rotations and fluid checks, Schoen's has 6 full-time techs ready to get customers in and out. And now, Schoen's is offering camper repairs, led by a name the community knows, Jason Tony. From leaks and plumbing to AC fixes, Jason brings years of camper expertise. If you're in the area with a fully equipped service truck, he will come to you. Whether it's a car or a camper, call Schoen's Auto Repair. Schoen's Auto Repair, small town feel, big time service. Coming up, it's Arcadianess KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Attention Glen Elder residents. The street oiling crew will be in town on Wednesday, August 6th, beginning at 6 a.m. They will be oiling and sanding all the streets east of the hill, beginning on Mill Street, going east and north. Please have all vehicles, trailers, etc. off of those streets by Tuesday evening. For questions, contact City Hall at 545-3322. After 23 years, Bennett Bell will be retiring from Ackerman Supply. They will have cake from 3 to 5:30 August 6th at Ackerman's in Beloit. You're welcome to come by, grab a slice, and share your great memories of Bennett. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out and visit the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmer's Market, just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. A Boost Ministries Community Luncheon will be a free will donation meal of ham and all the fixins. It'll be on Thursday, August 7th from 11 to 12:30 at the Blessing House at 120 North Campbell in Beloit. It's to raise money for their outreaches, and it'll be dine-in or carry-out. Also this weekend, August 9th and 10th on Saturday and Sunday, it's the Beloit Country Club Golf Championship. The ladies in the morning and the men in the afternoon. And in Osborne, it's the Shady Bend two-day golf tournament at the Shady Bend Golf Course from 9 a.m. It's a four-man scramble. To enter, call or text Eric Manns at 346-4654. And save the date next week for the Mommy and Me Tea on August 12th in Natoma at, at Second Street Cafe at 6 p.m. Come on in for an elegant, fun, and fanciful tea party. Call 785-346-4772. Stop by and wish Dave a happy 70th birthday on Saturday night at 6:30. It's a potluck event at Stewart's Stop and Shop in Glen Elder. Bring a dish, BYOB, and lawn chairs, and enjoy the tunes of Ed Bridwell, just off the square. Happy birthday, Dave Stewart's. And don't forget to download the Sunflower Summer app and use it this week as it's been extended through August 8th if you have children in Kansas school. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Brad Klima, 67, died Friday, August 1st. A Celebration of Life open house will take place at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville on Monday, August 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Burial will take place at a later date. Family and friends may sign Brad's register book on Monday, August 11th, starting at 9 a.m. at the funeral home. Memorials are requested to the Brad Klima Memorial to be designated at a later date and may be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Visit Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home. Funeral services for Rosemary Jocelyn, age 99 of Beloit, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 8th at the St. John's Catholic Church. Mrs. Jocelyn died August 2nd at the Resident Care Center. There will be no visitation. Memorials are requested to the Resident Care Center or the Purdue House. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Mary Lee Tuttle Sulzer were August 5th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hunter. Mrs. Tuttle Sulzer died July 31st. Memorials may be given to the Trinity Lutheran Church. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Clyde R. Bigham, age 83 of Downs, passed away Wednesday, July 30th. A private family arranged service will take place at a later date. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments are in care of arrangements. Online condolences to SchoenFHM.com. Funeral services for Ian Drake were held on August 4th at 10 a.m. Memorials may be given to St. John's Catholic Church or Boost Ministries. Mr. Drake died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Jacoby Tyson were on Saturday, August 2nd at Robert's Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the Funeral Expense Fund in care of the funeral home. Jacoby Tyson died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs legendary tight end Travis Kelce is happy to be at camp once again as he continues to be a leader on both the offense and defensive side of the ball for players. And that's something that he really takes pride in, is the fact that he's been here so long that he gets to know everybody no matter the side of the ball that they're on.
I've been lucky to be here for, what is this, my 13th year now. I just absolutely love this organization. I love the team. I love all the coaches. I know just about every defensive coach as well as I know all the offensive coaches and vice versa with the players and the staff in the equipment room. I have fun coming into work every single day. And what better way to get better than to make sure that we lean on each other? And if I can give somebody a word that makes them better on that specific route or doing that specific drill, man, I'm here for it.
Head coach Andy Reid says he expects Kelce and the other starters to play the first quarter Saturday as the Chiefs take on the Cardinals in game one of the preseason at 7 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Ready to get your boots dirty in a career that grows with you? Central Valley Ag and Beloit is hiring applicators now. Drive top-tier equipment, apply crop protection with precision, and be the backbone of Midwest agriculture. Whether you're seasoned in the field or looking to dig into something new, CVA offers full-time stability, great benefits, and a work environment rooted in integrity and safety. So if you've got a Class A CDL or the grit to earn one, apply today and join a team that's feeding the future. Click on the Find a Job tab at cvacoop.com. That's cvacoop.com.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.